And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. As we continue this MLK Day edition of Midday, I am pleased to introduce a young student from Commodore John Rogers School here in Baltimore. Charlie Grace Martin is 10 years old. She is in the fifth grade, and she is the winner of the second annual Dream Big Essay Contest. The contest is sponsored by the Model Lyric. Baltimore City School students from grades 5 through 12 are challenged to write a 300-word essay inspired by Dr. King's famous I Have a Dream speech that he delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in 1963. Students were asked to write about what their dreams were for themselves, for their families, and for their communities. The awards ceremony is tonight at 6 o'clock at the Model Lyric in Baltimore. Charlie Martin, it's great to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So one thing that's cool is that you're a girl and your name is Charlie. My dad's name is Charlie. Turns out he's not a girl, but that's a really cool name. Is that short for anything or is that
no,
your name?
No, it's my full name.
Yeah. And Charlie Grace, are you named after anybody? Or do your mom and dad think that that was a really cool name to have?
A really cool name to have.
Because I think they're right. It is a really cool name to have. Yeah. And so you're in the fifth grade at Commodore John Rogers. Is fifth grade harder than fourth grade? What do you think?
Only by a little bit.
By a little bit?
Yeah.
What about sixth grade? Do you think that's going to be like a whole lot harder?
Yes.
That's what you hear? Now, you have a brother who's in the sixth grade, right?
Yes.
What does he tell you about sixth grade? Is it?
He tells me he has a lot of homework and that I'm not going to be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose nobody can be prepared for sixth grade. That and the Spanish Inquisition. Nobody expects either of those things. And you have a little sister, too, right?
Yes.
What grade is she in?
Kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. And it really is a family affair over at Commodore John Rogers for you because your dad comes to school with you every day as well, right?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because he's the principal of my school.
He's the principal. Cool. Now, since he's not listening, he's busy, you know, I'm sure he's not listening. Tell me, is it really hard having your dad be the principal, or is it a really good thing, or is it like, doesn't matter one way or the other?
It's a good thing because I like having my dad at school with me. And to see him and my brother and sister all the time.
Yeah, that's nice. So going to school is kind of like just being at your house.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
With a lot of extra people.
With a lot of extra people. A whole lot of. So Commodore John Rogers, what grades are there?
It's pre-K through 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. And did you start right at the very beginning in pre-K?
Yes.
Wow. So you've been there like 6 years, 7 years already? Yeah, if you
yes,
add it up.
7 years.
7 years. Wow, that's cool. And so when you go to high school, what do you think the difference between, you know, elementary, middle is going to be between that and high school? Because high school is now 3 years away for you, 3.5, right? Do you think there's going to be a huge difference between high school and where you are now?
I think I'll still work as hard, probably harder, because I'll be preparing to go to college. And I'll have a lot more homework than I do now. And I'm actually excited for high school because of the extracurricular activities sound fun to me.
Yeah, there are a lot of extracurricular activities. Now, are you involved in any extracurriculars right now in the fifth grade?
Yes, I do debate and NAL, which stands for National Academic League.
Mm-hmm. What do you do in the NAL?
NAL is kind of like, we have practices on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and sometimes we have games on Wednesdays where it's kind of like a quizzing competition, except there's a third quarter where you have to, like, prove your point about something. The third quarter is more like debate than NAL. But in first, second, and fourth quarter, we have to answer questions.
So questions that are part of a league, are you competing against another NAL team or just
yes,
kids from your school?
Yes, against another school.
Wow. And what are the subjects? What kinds of subjects do you cover?
Well, I work a lot on state capitals, and there's a lot about presidents. They ask us some nicknames of the states, and we have to guess what state it is. And there are just, I only do third and fourth quarter, so I don't really know what first and second quarter is like because I'm preparing for third quarter. But it's, the questions in fourth quarter are more like historical or like geography questions.
Mm-hmm. What do you know, speaking of history, what do you know about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
Have you
studied him yet in school?
Yes. My sister just studied him too a little bit.
In pre-K?
In kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I know about Martin Luther King is that he made a really big speech that inspired a lot of people and how he wanted everyone to be free and for equal rights for everyone. And I know that his birthday just passed on the 15th, right?
Yep.
And
but we're celebrating his holiday today, actually.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know that he was one of the big contributors to having equal rights for all races, and he inspired me with being an Asian girl. He inspired me to know that I can follow my dreams too.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there lots of Black kids and Asian kids and Hispanic kids at your school?
Yes, our school is a very diverse school.
Mm-hmm. Do you have lots of friends who are different races and different Yes. ethnicities?
Yes.
Do you have a best friend?
I have a lot of best friends. I get along with a lot of people.
I bet you do. School. You seem like a person who would get along with a whole lot of people. That's great. So what is your essay about? Before we're going to ask you to read your essay, this is the essay that won this big competition, which is terrific. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
In general, what is it about?
My essay is about how one of my really big dreams for my future is to be an author to novels for children my age, like young adults.
Okay, so you want to be a YA author. That's what they call it, young adult authors. That's great. Well, let me ask you to read this essay. You wrote this, and it won the contest, and you're going to get your big award tonight at the Lyric. That's really exciting. So this is Charlie Grace Martin, and she is going to read her Dream Big essay.
Have you ever had a dream so big and so important that you never stopped thinking about it? One dream that is huge like that to me is being a novelist. I love writing. Even if it is completely random and it has nothing to do with anything, I enjoy writing. I also really love reading, and I always get inspired when I read good books. Two books that were really inspirational to me were The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins and Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling. Now, they aren't the only inspiring authors to me, but they really stick out to me. Their books are easy to get lost in and to be obsessed with, and one day one of my dreams is to write a book like that. I read all types of books. Fantasy, mystery, dystopian fiction, sci-fi, nonfiction, poetry, and so much more. But when I think about the type of books I want to write, I always think about fantasy, mystery, and dystopian fiction. I would write these books because to me, they are the most interesting books to read. I believe I have a really big imagination, and even when I'm not trying to, I think of crazy ideas that if someone else wrote, I would be lost in for days. I understand I wouldn't be writing books for adults, but that isn't my dream. My exact dream is to be writing books for kids my age, maybe a little older, maybe a little younger, and I think my big imagination will really help me with that. One more reason I dream of being an author is because I find it easy to be myself when I am writing. Even if it starts with a small journal prompt, I find myself immersed in writing. There are always ideas I make that no one else may think of, and even if people don't like it, I don't feel judged, unlike how I might normally feel. I know that not everyone will love my writing, but it also feels good to know some people will like it. Also, when I am writing, feedback doesn't hurt. I like when I am writing and I get feedback, because it changes my writing and opens my mind to new ideas I never thought about. I dream of being myself in whatever I write and not being judged. In closing, one of my biggest dreams is to be an author, especially dystopian, mystery, and fantasy books written for young adults. There are several reasons why I also dream of being an author, like bringing joy to people my age or inspiring people. Just like I was inspired. But to me, it is mostly being myself and accepting it, and having a big imagination. That is what is funny, because a big part of my dream of being an author is having a dream and using my imagination to write a book. Therefore, one of my biggest dreams is to be an author, which really means following my imagination.
Charlie Martin. She's a student at the Commodore John Rogers Middle School or Elementary Middle School here in Baltimore. And that essay is the essay that won the second annual Dream Big Essay Contest. Thank you so much for reading that essay, Charlie. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
What's dystopian fiction?
Dystopian fiction is when there's like a book where everything may seem okay at the beginning, but then it ends up having like flaws, like a flawed system, like The Hunger Games or Divergent. Where it involves like not such a perfect life, where a lot of people tell you what to do and stuff like that.
And do you like to read series? Obviously, you like to write, but I bet that means you like to read a lot too.
I love reading.
So do you like series? Like Hunger Games is a whole bunch of different books, mm-hmm. and Harry Potter. I mean, there's
yes.
what, seven of those or
yes.
something? Yeah. And you read all of those?
Yeah. Well, I read all the Hunger Games, but I haven't read all the Harry Potter books yet because I'm only allowed to read one a summer because I read the first one when I first finished kindergarten, and I finished it really quickly. So if my mom let me read it at my own pace, I would have like gone to the seventh one in just the first week of me being done with kindergarten. It gets pretty intense, so.
So they're putting the brakes on a little bit about the reading, but yes. You read other stuff, right?
Yes.
You just get one Harry Potter a summer.
Yes. So this summer I'm reading the sixth one.
The sixth one. So you're almost done.
Yes. Yeah. My brother finished the series,
though. Uh-huh. Good for him. And you talk about in your essay about being judged. You say you like getting feedback. On the other hand, you don't want to be judged. You know, you want to be able to be yourself. That's really important, isn't it?
Yes.
And what are the things that you get feedback from with your writing? You get feedback from your teachers at school, to your mom and dad? I mean, they're both, is your mom in education as well, like your
yes.
dad? Your dad's the principal. What does your mom do?
My mom works for the school system. She teaches literacy coaches.
Mm-hmm. So do they give you feedback? Do your teachers give you feedback?
A lot of people give me feedback, especially my parents and my teachers. My debate coach on my debate speeches, my teacher, Mr. Renard, who helped me write this, my writing teacher, my reading teacher, and my parents, they always like to show me what I should fix in my writing that'll make it better. And that's why I like getting feedback, because it always makes writing better.
Because somebody once said that the thing that makes a good writer is a writer who's willing to edit. In other words, you do one thing the first time as a first draft, and then you just keep changing and changing and changing. Is that what happened with this essay? Did it evolve over a long period of time?
So originally, I wrote this essay about all my dreams in life, like including my college and my high school. But Mr. Nard gave me feedback and said it should focus on one thing. And then I narrowed down my choices, and I ended up writing about what I wanted to do when I grow up. And that was writing. And that made me think, what specifically do I want to do when I'm a writer? And this is what came to my head.
So when it comes to judging people, I'm put in mind of Dr. King, who said that people should be thought of not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. What do you think, what does that mean to you when you hear Dr. King say that?
To me, that means no matter what color someone's skin is, they should all have equal rights. And that someone who is kind and nice to everyone and is a girl or boy of color is better than a girl or boy who is not of color and is mean to everyone.
Do you see examples of kids in your school or kids that you know, kids of color who are subject to prejudice and subject to bigotry and being judged unfairly?
Not really. Everyone at my school is kind to each other and just understands that not everyone can look the same, but we all try to be nice to each other and to make each other feel better.
And making people feel better is a really important part of being alive, isn't it? I mean, it feels good when you can make somebody else feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that sounds kind of utopian instead of dystopian
yes.
at Commodore John Rogers. So that's good. Yeah. Well, I bet you and your dad both have a lot to do with making that the case, as well as your younger sister and your older brother.
Yes.
Well, it's really great meeting you, and congratulations. That's a beautiful essay, and I can see, I'm sure that there were lots of other really great essays as well. But it's exciting that yours was chosen as the winner, and so congratulations, and keep writing and keep reading and keep in touch. Love to have you back sometime.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Charlie Grace Martin is a student at Commodore John Rogers Middle School in Baltimore. Hers was the winning essay in the second annual Dream Big Essay Contest, sponsored by the Model Lyric in Baltimore. The awards ceremony is taking place tonight at 6 o'clock at the Model Lyric. Before we go, the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture has a number of events happening today. They started a couple of hours ago, and they continue until 4 o'clock. Those events include a living history talk with Kevin Sheard and Nelson Mauldin, the authors of The Colored Waiting Room. Nelson Mauldin was Dr. King's barber for years in Montgomery, Alabama. We've got a link to both the annual Dream Big Essay Awards and the Reginald F. Lewis Museum at WIPR.org/midday. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, my guest will be Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch. He has just been sworn in for his second term. His office is involved in a number of legal actions against the Trump administration, which are moving through the courts. We'll get an update on those, as well as the case that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear about redrawing the lines in the 6th Congressional District. Brian Frosch, he'll join me for the hour on midday tomorrow. I hope you can join us as well. We'd like to thank the Diz for supplying lunch today. The Diz is located at 300 West 30th Street in the heart of Remington. They feature signature burgers, wings, steaks, and jumbo lump crab cakes. The Diz is open for lunch and dinner with breakfast served on the weekends. You can find them on the web at thedizbaltimore.com. I'm Tom Hall. Happy holiday. We leave you with words from Martin Luther King himself. This is Dr. King speaking on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, August 28, 1963.
And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.